Israel fires at least 24 tank shells into Lebanese territories following a rocket attack in the north. The Israeli army says two Katyusha-style rockets launched from Lebanon landed near the town of Kiryat Shimona. In response, the Israeli artillery fired a barrage of shells into the Lebanese border region of Arqub. In both attacks, uninhabited areas were targeted, causing no injuries or damage. The area has remained mostly quiet since a month-long war in 2006 between Israel and the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. There has, however, been sporadic rocket firing from Lebanon carried out by Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, including the Abdullah Azzam Brigades. Well, to discuss that further, and I'm joined by Ali Risk, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital. Now, Ali, what more details do we know, firstly, about the Israeli army's retaliation, and secondly, about the rocket attack, the supposed rocket attack from Lebanese territories?
Well, the situation now has ended. It's calmed down. What happened was that apparently four rockets were launched, according to the UNIFIL, which released a statement just about 15 minutes ago. Four rockets launched from the area of Khiyab. That's where the rockets were launched from. Two landing in the outskirts of the Israeli town of Kiryat Shmona. The response was Israeli attacks or Israeli targeting of the same area from which the rockets were launched. The exact number of artillery shells which Israelis launched is unknown, but it apparently was a high number, higher than in previous incidents. UNIFIL statement has confirmed that no casualties reported on either side. The statement also said that they are currently, UNIFIL together with the Lebanese army, are looking for the launching site from where the rockets were launched in the southern Lebanese city of Khiyam. The search is still ongoing. The UNIFIL has also stated in its statement that both sides, both Lebanon and Israel, have stressed that they are committed to the implementation of Resolution 1701, the UN Security Council resolution which ended the July 2006 war. So what we can say now is that both sides, it appears that both sides don't want escalation, whether it be the Lebanese side or the Israeli side. But as you mentioned, the Abdullah Azzam Brigades, and what's interesting is that about 2 or 3 days ago, one of the high-ranking figures of Abdullah Azzam released a video message whereby he issued more threats and mentioned the groups standing behind the bombing, the recent bombing of the Iranian embassy. So I think the most fundamental, the most sensitive and dangerous issue within this whole incident is the fact that Abdullah Azzam is spreading its activities, it's extending its reach throughout Lebanon. That is the most fundamental issue. Lebanon being plagued more and more by terrorism, being targeted more and more by terrorism, which is spreading around geographically in the country. If I could also just mention one other point which is of importance, is that the Lebanese army has announced that tomorrow the Americans will submit an American plane, has arrived, the American military plane has arrived in one of Lebanese military airports. Tomorrow, a ceremony will be held whereby American military equipment will be handed over to the Lebanese army, presumably for the Lebanese army to take the fight or to improve the Lebanese army's fight against these Al-Qaeda affiliates. So it appears that this has even lit up some American concerns, particularly after America apparently also gave similar military equipment to Iraq in order for Iraq to fight the extremists there. So Lebanon appears to be entering the framework of the all-out fight against terrorism.
And Ali, what is the goal of the Abdullah Azzam Brigades by carrying out these rocket attacks?
Well, I think, the goal generally, Abdullah Azzam, the head of Abdullah Azzam Brigades in Lebanon is known as Majid al-Majid. Majid al-Majid is a Saudi national. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah had previously said in a television interview that Abdullah Azzam are closely tied to Saudi intelligence. And indeed, I think it's no coincidence that the targeting or these bombings, these attacks which are being carried out by Abdullah Azzam come at a time where Saudi Arabia is increasingly expressing its anger towards the regional changes and developments, particularly, you know, the P5 plus one nuclear agreement with Iran, the issue of Bashar Assad, you know, the fact that there are some leaks about American officials saying Assad is probably the best scenario out of all the scenarios, the least worst scenario, if we can say. All that is leading to Saudi anger, and at this time, you know, coinciding with this Saudi anger, we see this escalation in attacks by these Al-Qaeda affiliates in Iraq and Lebanon. So I think that it's valid to say that, you know, Saudi Arabia is playing some kind of a role. That doubt or that suspicion is valid. It is based on some, you know, some analysis, some clear analysis, because, you know, not all of that can't be considered only a coincidence. You know, one can't help but see some kind of a tie being existing there.
Okay, Ali, thanks a lot for that.